The Grand Parade, Skeg's main drag, the road that leads to everywhere. Not the most pleasant place in the world, but it definitely isn't the worst place to visit. Buildings square up opposite one another, separated only by the main road and countless cars, wheels softly driving on the tarmac, dodging potholes and the people pushing past. Locals, tourists, wanderers, families. How different are the passers-by? As all the amusements down here, scattered arcades, machines rattling, flashing lights, Botton's Ferris wheel sticks out to the sky. Waltzers whirl, pirate ships swing, rock and roller, spinning chairs, that annoying mechanical sound.
Do we have to go on?
We've been waiting for 10 minutes. Of course we're going on. Why? You scared?
No. We just had food. That's all.
We had food 30 minutes ago. Stop being a wuss.
Who are you calling a wuss? This was my idea.
Exactly. So why are you backing out now?
I didn't bring the money.
You what?
I didn't bring the money.
Why didn't you say anything sooner?
I'm sorry. I just forgot.
Idiot. Right, let's go get some money then.
It's okay. If you've got loads of friends and you're extroverted, you'll like it a lot. Roadmen wheelie their bikes through Mackie's car park with a vape in their hands. Lucky Strike, Hildred Centre. Kinda sucks when it's raining and you've got no money. Not much you can do without money.
Do a stupid pose.
Let me hold it like this. I want the arcades in the back.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Oops.
You must be joking. I don't believe it. That better have been the case.
It wasn't.
Is this because I have a better camera than you? You jealous?
No. Don't start that again.
Start it again? You dropped my phone in the sea.
Tudor, shut up. Run the pier. You calm down yet?
Calm?
Yes, Tay, we're in a public place.
Right, I've had enough.
Taylor, come back!
The scent of the sea overtakes your senses. Clear out your lungs with the fresh, salty air. Seagulls circle over the pier, laying proud. The beautiful brown sea, waves crashing down onto the cigarette sand. Children beg for a donkey ride or an ice cream with a flake.
If it was Ben or Lucas, they'd get the sweets. What? You know it's true. Don't lie.
Mum, please.
How about you have a Freddo?
Mum, can I have a Freddo? Please, Mum, I'll be quiet all day. It's only one Freddo. I want one now!
Mm-hmm.
The sound of children bells through you, mothers stressed and loud. Wheels of buggies and trolleys squeak. A father calls for his rebellious daughter, running to the tweenies ride.
Oh, what now?
You weren't watching her.
Well, you were too busy drooling over Mr. Muscles over there.
Don't be ridiculous.
I saw you, Miranda.
So you weren't looking for your wallet after all.
Just grab your bag and let's go. We'll continue this later.
If this conversation goes any further, you'll be sleeping on the sofa. I'd be careful if I were you.
Oh, God. Let's just go, sweetheart.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kane's clicking. The elderly folks are probably chatting about the same memories as what the children are making today. The clock tower ticks as the time goes by. Walking through Tower Gardens, where pigeons have secret meetings. Girls gossip. Date plans.
I guess you have forgotten you forgot our anniversary. You were hanging out with your mates.
Smoke puffing. Bottles crinkling. An old lonely man's feeding the ducks, groaning and grumbling at every slight dismay. Pulls out a flip phone to cringe at the screen.
Come on, love, it's your turn.
I'm not blind, David.
Come on now, don't be like that. It's crazy golf.
David, you should move out of the way or I'll accidentally hit you with my club. You wouldn't want that, would you now?
I love you. That will never change.
Well, at the moment, I don't feel the same.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt, but you seem like a really sweet couple. I think you should forgive him, unless he has done something serious. But he seems like a genuine nice guy, and you don't get many of them now.
Thank you. He just really gets to me sometimes. But really, I love him. No matter what, he's been there for me when no one else was. That's the reason I married him.
All the people and sounds blend together. It's not for everyone, don't get me wrong. But you hear life here. It's peaceful, in its own way.
That was The Main Drag, created and performed by the Year 9 students of Skegness Academy, in partnership with Lisa February, Matthew Gray, and Hetty McCarthy of Lowercase Theatre. This piece is a part of Audio Tales, a project commissioned by Magna Vitae and supported using public funding by the National Lottery through Arts Council England. Thank you very much for listening, and if you enjoyed this piece, we encourage you to seek out and engage with the others.